You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Follow the sun, and which way the wind blows, when this day is done. Breathe in the air, set your intention.
Well, it's been pretty rainy this week. We even had some snow in the mountains last weekend. But now we're in for sun and some real heat soon, just in time for the solstice celebrations this weekend. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. We're going to talk about the heat, of course, but also take some time to learn about the Great Pacific Race and what stopped Seattle climate rower Eliza Dawson from crossing the ocean to Hawaii. First, though, the forecast, Cliff, sounds like it's going to be pretty warm.
That's right. We've had some showers and cool weather this last week, but that's going to change this weekend. What's going to happen as we get into Saturday? High pressure is going to start building in north of us, while low pressure will be to the south. Now, when you have that kind of pattern, you get offshore or easterly flow that's going to bring warmer air in from eastern Washington, and also that air is going to sink as it goes down the western slopes of the Cascades. So we'll see a warm-up. Saturday, mid-70s, but as we get into Sunday, I think we can get into the low 80s, and Monday, Tuesday, even the mid-80s. Now, there is a chance of precipitation, but it's only in certain locations. With that easterly flow, the air is going to go up the eastern slopes of the Cascades. So there could be showers late Saturday into Saturday night on the eastern side of the Cascades up to the Cascade crests. You know, if you're hiking on the other side, you could see some rain later in the day. Or if you're in even places like Ellensburg or Yakima, there could be some showers. And those could actually be thunderstorms. So once those showers are over Saturday night, I think that's it. I think Sunday is going to dry out over the whole region, and Monday and Tuesday should be absolutely dry as high pressure dominates the region.
That'll be nice, right in time for the solstice next week and the celebrations this weekend, and don't forget Father's Day on Sunday. So a little bit of weather exposure before that, but nothing like what those rowers trying to cross the Pacific Ocean faced down in California this past week. One of them was your student, Eliza Dawson.
That's right. She's an extraordinary student who is very interested in climate change and who's going to be going to Stanford next year. But as a personal challenge, and also to bring some publicity to climate change and the state of our oceans, she took on a rowing adventure between Monterey and Hawaii. And that's what she started to do this week.
And unfortunately, her team had to retire pretty much because of the weather. Talk about what they faced.
That's right. There was two teams that have retired already. And the trouble is that they were in Monterey and they headed offshore. But the weather offshore of California can be very severe this time of the year. You may think, well, we're getting into the summer, you know, not to worry. But actually, they get extremely strong northerly winds and waves right offshore of California. And the water is very cool, too. Let me explain to you why that's the case. During the springtime, high pressure starts building up in the eastern Pacific. You know, it's what we call the subtropical high pressure zone. At the same time, temperatures are warming up over California, and that causes the pressure to fall. So you have this intense low pressure over the land, over California, then you have high pressure offshore. That produces a very large difference in pressure or pressure gradient, and pressure gradients are what produce winds. So right along the California coast over the water, the winds this week were gusting to 20 to 30 knots, even a few higher gusts. And the winds were very sustained over several days. So that produces large waves as the wind speed's strong and there's a large fetch. So they had waves that were getting as high as 10 to 12 feet. On top of that, the water is actually quite cold right off of central California because we get something called upwelling. When you have northerly winds along the coast that pushes the water southward, but because of the Coriolis force, the effect of the rotation of the earth, the water goes offshore at the surface, drawing cold water from below. So we have this zone of cold water along the coast. It's a pretty bad combination. Strong winds, big waves, in cold water. And some of the boats were capsizing. They were getting splashed with cold water and getting hypothermia. It was a dangerous situation, and some of the crew members had problems.
Right. Eliza's skipper actually fainted at the oars, but everyone's okay now. They are on land in California and headed home, I think. But there are also still three crews rowing, as far as I know, at this point. And they actually have the prospect of getting through these waves and into the trade winds for a bit of a boost, right?
That's right. The secret is to get off of the California coast. Once you get about 150, 200 miles off the coast, either offshore or if you go south far enough, you start getting into the trade winds. Somewhere around Los Angeles offshore and certainly by San Diego, you start getting into these trade winds that are moving towards the west. And so once they get through those strong northerly winds and all the waves, they can get into the much more gentle northeasterly flow, which would be actually a very benign kind of environment for going towards Hawaii. So the boats that are through that, I think they have a really good chance of making it.
We'll see what happens over the next few weeks, and the Great Pacific Race takes place every other year at this point. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.